BBC apparently wants fewer middle-class staff and is reported to be going to weed them out by asking new staff questions like, did you go to private school or did you get free school meals? Has the term middle class lost its meaning? What makes you middle or upper class these days? Is it the amount of notes on your bank account balance, or is it where you went to school or where you were brought up? Does class matter anymore? Is there still even a rigid class system that exists in our country? The etiquette expert Liz Brewer is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Liz.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, and the commentator, Andrea McVeigh. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, good morning.
Well, first of all, why, if this is true, why is the BBC not just looking at people as to how talented they are rather than caring about their background? Andrea.
Who are you asking?
Andrea McVeigh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, obviously people who have benefited from a great education and have had all the privileges of education and money, and money doesn't just mean privately school, but it means extracurricular activities. It means just having more access to things like the theatre and music, classical music, things like that. So all the things that we would summarise as being a bit middle class, they're perfectly able to do the job, no doubt about it. The people who are also able to do the job aren't getting the chance to do it. So it's kids from working class housing estates, kids who maybe didn't get the benefit of going to university because their parents couldn't afford it, and because they couldn't afford to have a loan for the next 30 years of their life. So it's all the people like that who are equally talented but just aren't getting the chance. And in Britain today, there's...
But if they're equally talented, then that's not about what background they came from. That's about their level of talent.
But they're not getting the breaks. That's the point. So maybe they're not making the right connections when they're at university. They're not making the right connections. I mean, I work a lot in London, and you work a lot in England as well. And I'm working in areas in broadcasting and advertising. And to be an intern, you have to be able to work for 3 months without pay. So that means basically you're just... You're getting a pool of young people,
yeah,
who are basically privately educated, whose parents maybe live in London or can afford for them, for their children to live in London for 3 months without pay. You have to be a certain type of person. You have to come from a certain type of moneyed background for that. Working class kids in housing estates can't do that. They can't afford to work for 3 months as an intern. And it's those internships which then dictate what sort of job you're going to go on to. You make the right connections, you meet the right people, you impress people at an early age, and then you can go on to climb the career ladder. And I was going to say, but this is an important point, there is a class ceiling, not just a glass ceiling for women in Britain, a class ceiling as well.
Liz, what do you think?
That's quite a mouthful. Stephen, I totally agree with you. Surely it's down to merit, capability, integrity, reliability. If somebody's going to come and work for you, those type of things are far more important, as far as I'm concerned. This word class, which is so dated nowadays, you know, we've got quite a few million people out there who don't even make themselves available for work. There is this problem if you do come from a disadvantaged family. There is the problem of, you know, quality of life, not being able to communicate. And in today's world, you've got to be able to talk to people, to sell, to communicate.
Yeah, but having said that, Liz... Mm. There are lots of these posh people, and, you know, there are some of them in the BBC, there's some of them in every organisation, aren't they?
But where they can
But hold on a moment. But they can absolutely communicate with big long words. Half of them I don't understand.
Well, nor do I.
And they've got a very refined accent, and they've got all of this. They've got letters after their name, and they're probably a doctor of something, and all they've got their honorary degree, and they're the absolute biggest bores in the country. They would bore you stupid.
Even they've worked very hard to get those degrees.
Yes, but they're bores. Some of them are boring people, aren't they? And they're living in a bubble. I'm not saying they all are. I'm saying compare that to someone who is maybe a little bit more inarticulate, that is maybe got less...
A bit more streetwise,
yes,
is what you're trying to say.
But they're more, but they're interesting, and they've got a life experience.
But I agree with you. And at one time, you know, we had apprentices. You started at the bottom and you worked your way up. I mean, I think that that is a system which worked brilliantly, and it's a shame we don't go back to that today. I mean, I think they've tried to, but it seems to be more important to have the qualifications. And then what happens? You have people working for you who have no people skills. They don't know how to communicate.
Yeah.
They don't know how to talk to each other.
Well, and this the reason we're doing this story today is because, obviously, in the news, the BBC, this organisation that we're on now, wants fewer middle-class staff. It is a big issue, Andrew McVeigh.
But what is class? What do you mean by class? I thought this.
I actually don't know. No. I don't know how you define class. Is class about income, or is it about where you were from, or what is it?
Don't you think ambition and incentive, and if you really want something, and you get out there and you work your guts out, even if you have to go and, you know, serve on tables to be able to further your education. There are lots of kids out there today who are doing everything they can to try and, you know, actually get more education. But they're having to work to be able to do that.
But Andrew McVeigh, if we come back to the BBC for a second, because that's what this story's based on. The BBC, it needs to appeal to working class audiences big time. And maybe, and I said maybe it does have too many Tabithas, Cassandras and, you know, Tarquins.
Well, exactly, because those are the people who have benefited from a good education, quite often have benefited from family ties, nepotism in the workplace, and have gone on. You know, as Liz said, they say the right things, they speak the right language, they use the right words to impress people. That's not to say working class people from working class backgrounds aren't articulate or aren't bursting with ideas. They just don't get the opportunities. Now, the Sutton Trust, an educational charity, brought out a report in February that showed basically the law, politics, medicine and journalism are dominated by people from private school backgrounds. 51% of leading print journalists went to fee-paying schools. Now, that's not right. When you consider in the population, it's something like, you know, 7% of the population actually go to fee-paying schools, but they make up 51% of leading print journalists. And in the BBC as well, I've worked as a researcher for BBC programmes in England, and they're more striking than the lack of different ethnicities is actually the lack of working class people. There may be lots of people working from different backgrounds and different cultures, but there aren't. I don't think I met anybody from a working class background.
Am I working class?
Well, I would say you are, but I think there's a difference in Northern
Ireland. Can you change your class, by the way?
Isn't working class to do with working and doing a job and being proud of what you're doing? Isn't this to do at the BBC to do with actually bringing in, what do they call them, the LGBTs, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender? Isn't it more to do with that than, you know, to do with somebody who may have a better education?
I guess I shouldn't really be hosting this discussion if I don't know how we define class, but I don't know. Is it where you were born? Is it your upbringing? Is it your income?
You know, we Brits are very keen on fairness. It's to do with fairness, isn't it? It's not so much. We can educate ourselves. There are lots of people out there self-educating. We can read books to be able to make use of words.
What if you can't afford books?
Funnily enough, you did hit on the Sutton Trust. And I know Peter Lampl, and I'm a great supporter of what he does. And we do live in a world today which, unfortunately, we have to have things like the Sutton Trust to be able to help, you know, kids who are there and have got the ability but don't have the wherewithal to further their education.
I'm not too sure how helpful it is, and it's not for me to say, I'm asking this as a question, how helpful it is for people to zone in on class rather than the individual themselves. The charisma, the ambition, the drive, the character, the integrity that an individual human being has when an employer is looking at them rather than looking at their particular background. And I just laugh out loud inside to myself when you see some of these clearly middle-class people living in a bubble who are now pretending to be working class, pretending that they frequent lots of working class events and have working class people around them. Like it's actually getting to the stage of being hysterical. Malachy in Belfast. Morning, Malachy.
How you doing, Stephen? This is a funny subject. I think, this is me personally, I've spoken to your radio show for years. I reckon I'm working class, but I've done well for myself. But I reckon I would be 90% better than most of the BBC presenters on Radio Ulster.
Do you?
Some of them, absolutely. And the same with UTV.
Why?
Some of them are atrocious. Because you hit it on the head. When you started off on City Beat, you were just a working class guy from East Belfast.
Am I still working class?
You're working class with a few bob. But you mean you're working class because you come across to the people. Most of the people that listen to your show will be working class people. It's not the gentry. Okay, you was about Belfast already, but you still come out with stuff.
Can I remind you, it's a 4.5-year-old Audi.
I know, I've seen it.
It's a dear car, but you know what I mean? I'm not running around in a Ferrari every day.
I understand, but the thing about it is, you still come out with sayings and stuff that people relate to because of where you're from. You can't take the man out of the, you know, I'll not say the word, out of the bucket, but the thing is, you are working class, and that's your roots, and that's why you appeal to people. If you were up your own, you wouldn't appeal to people. And the thing about it is, I've a restaurant in Belfast, and I talk, like, for instance, my day yesterday, I spoke to a guy who is probably about 30, 40 million quid in the bank. I'm sitting having a conversation with him. Now, I'm from working class West Belfast. Later on that evening, I'm sitting on a crate beside a homeless guy talking to him about his country and where he's from. 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm talking to a guy from Sri Lanka who does a wee bit of work for me. Earlier on in that, I'm talking to a student from Queen's University who's splitting atoms and telling me about her thesis.
Well, good for you, but in your criticism of some of the other BBC presenters and UTV presenters, that's clearly unfair because, you know, no matter what their background are, and by the way, I'm not the only working class guy or presenter, am I, and, you know, UTV, BBC, et cetera, et cetera. But there are many of them down to earth, good, decent people.
I'm not saying they're not down to earth. I'm not using that as a criticism against them. What I'm saying is, if you're brought up in private education and you've went to Queen's or you've went to, you know, my own kids went to university, and I'm working class. I'm not saying that as a criticism. It's very difficult for someone in the media and what you do and what everybody else does in presenting and stuff like that to relate to an audience if you come from a section of that community whereby the majority or the minority don't have your background. So it's hard for you to relate to that because you have to read books about, you know, what it's like to be brought up in a working class area, what it's like to do this. It's the same for me if someone was talking to me about the upper echelons of society, you know, all the dinners. I've eaten dinners in the club and hotel. I think
in my experience, you know, over the last 10 or 11 years or whatever it is in the BBC, okay? I think, by the way, the BBC has been fantastic to me. It's an incredible organisation. All I've had is support from the top of this organisation. So it's been incredible. But what I have noticed, certainly throughout my career, is that powerful people on the outside, I'm talking about outside the BBC now, okay? In other words, in society, powerful people who are at the top are very strategically vocal when someone different comes in. Do you know what I mean? So these people that go to the dinner parties and they have the connections to start putting a vibe around people. Like I have had quite powerful people saying, you know, some of those callers on your show over the years. And I say to them, sorry, what do you mean some of those callers on my show? You know, those type of people who you get to your show. And I say, what do you mean those type of people? What does that actually mean? Now, to be fair, the BBC have fought very, very hard, as you can hear, Malachy, every day, that everyone's welcome in this show. There's no censorship in this show.
Yep.
Vinday next. Morning, Vinday. Sorry, Malachy. Morning, Vinday.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead. Are you working class, Vinday? What does working class mean anymore?
Well, I would say I'm working class, Stephen. Yeah, I was brought up working class. You know, my mum and father with two up, one down, basically. So I would say I'm definitely I'm working class. But the appeal that you have, Stephen, is you were working class. You know, you were not born and reared up in the Ballygall Martin Road and you worked in the carriage.
Am I not still?
Yes, I am. But you've made so much of your life now that you've got a few pounds behind you, which is good because you've worked hard to do it and you have that appeal. I'd say you would be working class, and as Malachy says, with a few bob. But I would say you probably float in higher circles than that now these days, Stephen.
I most certainly do not.
No, I'm talking about your job. I'm talking about your job. I'm not talking about your social life or stuff like that there. So, yes, I think you've got it from both sides. Definitely brought up, working class, never forget where you came from, made yourself a few pounds in life, and you're enjoying the benefits of it. So all
there's something wrong with this show today. There are too many compliments coming to me. We need to go back to the usual format. Fendi, thank you. Morning to you.